The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
How to be a better ally to fat people.
Listen to a fat person for once in your life.
How dare you?
Been privileged.
I'm a fat
person. Oh. Fat oppression.
Come on.
Shaming fat people on a daily basis, threatening us with diabetes.
Pizza is a vegetable.
A lot of white allies and accomplices ask.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Hi, full arm.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles, welcome everyone to episode 2867 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Oh, what's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and ya hoes, it's your boy Papa Swoleo back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you bees. All right, fam, welcome to the show 2867. Thank you so much for being here, fam. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button, whether you're watching on the Roomblay or in the Daily Swole Telegram chat or YouTube or Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you follow the show, leave us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends that need to make some sick fucking gains. Are you ready for an amazing beast cast? It's Tuesday, March the 12th. We are fresh off our Accountability Monday yesterday. We got some more posts I want to go over, some emails. We'll take questions, and of course, we'll go balls deep. We had some epic new releases yesterday. So if you are a member already in the Swole Fam over at SwoleNormousX.com, go and go into the menu, click on the Updates tab. That way you can actually go directly to those brand new releases. We'll recap a couple of them once we bust the nut open and get into the tip. But it was a great Accountability Monday, and I'm looking forward to getting into some more of those posts. So without further ado, let's jump on into it. I do want to remind you before we do, let's talk a little bit about merch. If you are a real, true Swole Slut, and you love covering your nips with the best merch in the game, head on over to papaswoleo.com. And the reason why I say to do that and to do it immediately, let me reload the page, because we just kicked off a major special over there for St. Paddy's Day. So let's get a round of applause. Kiss me, I'm swole. We got super swole bros, even though that's kind of not, you know, that's not St. Paddy's Day. It's a green shirt. It actually looks really good on green, but we got 20% off everything on the entire freaking site. That's right. Everything on the site is 20% off. Ooh, I just clicked on the new releases. Anyway, go and check out papaswoleo.com. No code needed. You can get some Go the Fookin' Gym, Kiss Me, I'm Swole, but every single thingamajigger on the site is 20% off. So go and check out all the things you got going on over there. Check out the new releases. Check out everything. 20% off site-wide for a limited time. papaswoleo.com. Fam, let's get into today's episode. Are you ready for an amazing man cast? I know you are. More gorillas. We can't get enough at the beginning of the show. We cannot get enough. Let's have the drum roll. Summon the Falcon. Get today's party started. Falcon. Let's go.
Thank you.
All right, Slamwise. All right, fam, hashtag SwoleAF for a chance to win today's Swole card. Again, that is SwoleAF, swole as fuck. That's a great card. Great looking card. Absolutely fantastic looking card. Now, fam, are you ready for one hell of a freaking show? Let's moisturize and get right on into that tip. Pooh. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, hit that thumbs up button, fam, no matter where you're watching. And again, if you love to bang your ear holes and eye holes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a 5-star review. It helps tremendously. I cannot tell you enough, or as I cannot tell you enough times to make sure you leave a review on those apps. It helps a lot with distribution and suggestions. And of course, if you are not watching on Rumble, make sure you go and head on over there before the balls deep portion, because the full show will only be available on Rumble. We will cut off on other platforms after the Knowledge Cock portion, because it gets a little bit deep.
Because
it gets a little too deep for the YouTube. So just make sure you shift on over once we get there. All right, let's get into a couple recaps. We had some new yoga and new release yesterday. We had a brand new yoga class, Express Recovery Flow for Quads with Alex. Fam, if you have not yet tried that class, please go and give it a try, especially if you're fresh off a leg day. It's an amazing class. Even with that screenshot that you're seeing right now with that pose, is an amazing pose. That's a great entry level to get into deeper positions and deeper versions of that pose. Go and check it out. Recovery Flow for Quads Express class. Absolutely fan freaking tastic. We also have some brand new merch over at papaswolio.com. You know, we have 20% off new releases all the time. We have 20% off site wide, but check this out. We have the brand new GTTFG NASA design. This is legit. That's legit. That's a solid
one. A fucking 10.
So that's available. Again, this would have been 20% off anyway, but now you have 20% off site-wide because of St. Patty's. So make sure you go and check that out if you want to pick up the new merch. And of course, on Thursday, our episode is Private Roundtable 64, March 14th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Members only. Join the fam, soulnormousx.com. All right, so Roundtable this Thursday, day after tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And now let's get into the first one.
What's in the box?
All right, first one's from Jacob under pillar number 2, nutrition, on the discussion boards on SoulNormous X. Jacob says, "Hey, Papa, I love raw honey, but heard that having carbs and or sugar on an empty stomach could spike insulin. Any thoughts?" Well, spike insulin, that's just a term used for a rapid like increase of release of insulin from the pancreas. So yes, raw honey would, and usually any kind of carbohydrate on empty stomach is more likely to, just because you have less things acting or slowing down the absorption. So it really has to do with the speed of the absorption into the bloodstream. And when you have more, I don't want to say processed, because raw honey is not a processed carb, but it's a simple carb, but it has a lot of other benefits that you wouldn't find in high fructose corn syrup or ultra processed carbohydrates because of the components in raw honey. It just makes it a much better choice because it's naturally occurring, and there's a lot of other benefits from raw honey. So whether or not you want to have it on an empty stomach, that's up to you. When I like to have raw honey would be before, during, or after a workout. That's when I would have raw honey. Some people that have issues with sleep, maybe if you're fasting, it would take you out of a fast. But if you are having trouble sleeping, there are some strategies where you could have a tablespoon of raw honey, maybe half an hour before bed, which can help you stay asleep if you have issues waking up in the middle of the night. But there's other things I would try first. But again, if you're training hard, you're lifting regularly, you're healthy, you're not going to have issues with spiking insulin. That's not a problem for people that are healthy. When it becomes an issue is if you already have insulin resistance, if you have issues with your body absorbing sugar out of the bloodstream because your body is compromised from dysfunction after years of bad habits, and et cetera, or maybe some genetic, conditions. So I wouldn't worry so much about that. Of course, you can time it. Having it before a workout or right after would be a better time. So I think there are definitely better times to have something like raw honey. So just keep that in mind. But I like raw honey. I don't pound it. You don't need a lot, maybe like a tablespoon, or use that instead of other types of sweeteners. But raw local honey is the best choice. All right, let's see. Let's see. Okie dokie. We're going to get some responses for accountability, for the accountability post, but we got another general Swole fan post from Sarah in the Facebook group. Sarah says, does anyone know if taking protein powder is bad or okay? Been taking it every single day for over a year. I think we read this yesterday. In Greek yogurt and oats to make a crumble type thing. Did we read this yesterday? Sometimes I don't know if I read it myself or I read it on the show. Someone posted saying her hair has gone thin and skin has gone bad. My hair's thinner. Thought it's age or whatever, and I have developed really bad acne on my chest and back. Oh no. But this has happened in the last 6 months, so didn't pinpoint it to the protein. I'm allergic to eggs, so not sure what I'd have without it. I love it in my yogurt! Exclamation point. Protein powder in itself isn't a bad thing. It really depends on what's in the protein powder. That's the problem with protein powders. If they're not, they could have heavy metals. There could be a lot of processing or additives. So I don't know what you're consuming. You should get an unflavored grass-fed whey concentrate, unflavored, no soy, no cornstarch, or was it soy or sunflower, lecithin, stuff like that. Greek yogurt isn't automatically a good thing. A lot of that is depends on the quality of the dairy. So you can absolutely get bad acne from pasteurized and lower quality dairy. So that's something to look at for sure. Oats, absolutely a big proponent of issues with hair, skin, and nails. Very common for people to have gluten intolerance and have rashes or eczema. So I would be cutting out the oats immediately first. That'd be a much bigger red flag. So I don't even know what else you're eating. There could be other habits. There could be other things topically that you're using. One thing that I do know, Mama Solio's noticed that just putting this out there, I don't know if anyone's still getting boosters or quote unquote vaccines, the gene therapy that has shown to thin women's hair and have a lot of issues. When people were getting the shots and the jabs and stuff, she was noticing client people had like their hair was like falling out and shit. That's not a joke. So I don't know about Sarah's situation. You don't have to say it publicly, but I'm just putting that out there that that's a correlation. This has happened the last 6 months, so didn't pinpoint to the protein. Well, when did you start the protein? Did you start having that in the last 6 months? You said you've been taking it every single day for over a year. If it's happened in the last 6 months, why wouldn't it happen in the first 6 months? It seems strange that if you had an allergic reaction to that protein, it would take 6 months for it to come out. So I'm curious as to what has changed in the last 6 months. It could be stress. People can have issues with stress and cortisol levels, but I would make sure you look into that. Bone broth is fantastic for hair, skin, and nails. That's correct, Loretta. That's great. You might be great with kefir, Sarah. That's great for your gut. So I'm curious as to what else is going on. I think there might be some other things there too. And this is not medical advice. I'm just reading a post on Facebook from the group and just voicing ideas and concepts that are related to what's being said here. So obviously, this is not like a back and forth conversation with all the details possible. So you've been taking the protein every single day for over a year in my Greek yogurt and oats. But again, phytic acid and oats are just, I would get rid of all the grains and gluten immediately and processed dairy. It's true. If it's not raw, then it's processed. It really is. If it's not grass fed, then you're getting milk from sick antibiotic pumped animals. It's just reality. So it's something to look into. And again, this is where the elimination diet, okay? When I talk about elimination, this is something that you can come back to. You can come back to over and over again, and it's important to come back to it. It's not like you just do an elimination diet one time. It can also be done tactically. It could also be done, hey, there's something going on, let me test. So you get rid of a couple individual foods, see if it gets better. Not getting better, let me cut something else out. It's something that's in your environment that you're doing, that you're adding to your environment. That's not a natural state, especially if it comes up after 6 months or within the last 6 months. Something changed, some combination of things. Something's going on. And it's very common for oats to rob your body of like nutrients and minerals and things like that. So those are the things that I would cut out just based on what you're saying. All right. Jen says, my cousin lost a lot of hair because she got the jab. Her hair went from thick and beautiful to falling out like crazy. And now her hair is super thin. See, that's a, That's crazy. I'm so sorry to hear that, but that's legit. And especially for women, so much of your identity is in your hair and skin. So that's really hard to recognize. Okay, getting back to some, let's get some more responses when it comes to what the Swole fam is promising to themselves this week. What are you working on? How are you working on it? Aaron responding to Sunday's accountability text. I need to re-up on my promise to meditate. I did brain gains once and did a self-propelled meditation or two, but I need to make it a habit, like with the evening yoga. It was a difficult week with classes and studying, but that's all the more reason to do it. So I'll be promising to do my meditations after my lunch, even if it's just 5 minutes. Good. That is great. Just keep on chipping away. 5 minutes is all you need, and that will expand into other things or longer time. It's really just about setting the intention and dedicating the time to do it. It's not necessarily about how long. 5 minutes every day is so much better than 10 minutes every other day. Trust me, it is. All right, Christopher, to get myself healthy enough to get back to leg days. I have two doctor's appointments this week to get the cause of my pain sorted out, plus a PT scheduled. Been walking to maintain the leg length or leg strength. Want to get back to making sick fucking gains. All right, hear you. Good stuff. Good stuff, dude. Keep it up. Gwyneth, being stricter with my diet. Tomorrow I am dedicating my day to meal planning and prepping. Okay, so I would prefer a little bit more detail, but getting stricter with my diet, again, these red flags I'm picking up, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what Gwyneth is doing or she's not going to get results, but anytime I see these kinds of words, language is important. We don't even know how to formulate emotion without language. Language gives our feelings meaning. We associate meanings with the words that we use and what we associate with. So language is absolutely paramount. When you say getting stricter with your diet, stricter just means you're being limited. Stricter means you're being restricted, right? Stricter just means you're being more. I don't like that term because psychologically you're going to feel forced. You're going to feel like you're backed into a corner. So I don't look, a lot of people will see and I tell them what I eat and how consistent I am. Yes, I'm consistent, but I don't look at it as consistent. I look at it as my food and my fuel, and I eat my food and I use my fuel. I fuel up. Again, when you go to the gas station, you don't think about what kind of gas you're going to put in, whatever it is, whether it's 87 or 93, you put that gas in. You don't, if they don't have the gas, then you don't put it in. Same thing. If my food isn't available, what I eat, I don't eat those foods. If I had to survive, then yeah, I would eat what I needed to survive. I'd be like Haiti. I'd be fucking eat. I'd be a cannibal to survive. Most people would. You do whatever you can to survive. All right. So it's not a survival thing. I will make the better choice because that's my fuel. Currently, that's what's available. That's my fuel. So being strict for me, I don't look at it as being strict. I just don't look at other things as food. So I wouldn't put those things in my mouth. It just doesn't process as, oh, that's an option to consume. So I just feel like understanding why you're eating what you're eating and not using that kind of freedom limiting language is a great way to rebound and to fall off. So don't be strict. Just do eat the fuel that is for your body. Everyone has optimal foods for their body. Your job is to determine what those are and to stick to them. And you'll know when you're eating the right foods and you're getting all the nutrition because you'll be fucking full and satisfied. You'll know when you're reset. Remember, these are decades of bad habits. So you have these cravings and things because you've been exposed to these drugs, essentially. You've been exposed to these poisonous foods. If you never had them before, you wouldn't crave them. The only reason you're aware of them is because you were fed these as a child and growing up, and it's chemical trash. All right, Joe says, this is going to be a rough work week. I've been promoted to manager of my department, and I've got to focus a lot more than normal on work. In addition to my normal training, I'm promising myself to incorporate a 10-minute brain gains each morning before I get out of the car at work to help start my day. Gorillas. Good man. Well done. Well said. Mark says, I really want to work on getting my buddy back into the gym. He was doing good for a few weeks. Then he started to drop off. He told me he has some back problems. And I said, okay, well, I got a program that can fix that for you. But you need to get your ass in the gym because you can work a few other things while repairing your back. Honorable, but you know, you want to work on getting your buddy back into the gym. I think we all know how that goes. You can't You can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. You'd be shocked at how many people don't want to fix their problems. And what I mean by that is they will take actions to not fix their problems. Like, hey, I have a program that can fix the back for you. They don't want to do anything that's uncomfortable. They don't want to do anything that they don't normally do. It's nice to blame things on your back or to get attention because your back hurts. Oh, my back hurts. And oh, I'm getting older. And like, oh, I got my pain. And yeah, but my bad knee. People just like to commiserate. And when you're around someone, let's say you're someone who doesn't complain about shit, really. And then you're around someone who does. It's just like, oh, shut the fuck up, you pussy. It's always like that. So just don't waste your life energy trying to drag someone into the gym. I know you want to help people. I'm not saying don't help people, but it's annoying that people don't want to do this for themselves. That you have to like, hey, get healthy. Don't you want, like, why the hell would someone not care about this more than you? It's their body and they just don't give a shit. Riley says, this week I want to focus on getting rid of my speech fillers. I started hosting a podcast recently and I've noticed the amount of speech filler terms that I use. I plan to record myself every day. Well, you are if you're hosting a podcast, and listen to see when and where these speech fillers take place. I plan to replace these with breaths and silence. Honestly, if you have any other recommendations, I would love to hear. Thanks. That's all it is. The more you do and the more you review or critique your own stuff, that's how you get better. And that's it. I guess you're already recording yourself if you're doing a podcast, but listening to your own stuff is the only way to notice things you want to improve. Just keep in mind that you want to make sure that you are still being yourself and that people that start following you, it's because they connect or they like the intonation, they like the pacing. If you try to do things like other people, I'm not saying don't make improvements, but I'm just saying keep your individuality. And that's one of the things when it comes to podcasting or doing any kind of content. Most people try to do what they think is going to be more popular. So everyone's doing what's more popular or trendy for that type. And then a lot of people's content just kind of blurs into the background because everyone's doing the same thing essentially. So I prefer more niche and doing it literally my way rather than morphing or doing things like other people. But you'll figure it out. You'll find your voice. That's all it is. It's finding your voice, and it's going to take you a long time. All right, Sarah. Hi, Papa Swolio. I am promising to myself to do 6 minutes of brain gains and 10 minutes of mobility before work. To do that, I'll be waking up at 7:30 a.m. Work starts at 8:30 a.m. I am also... Damn, you're... That's tight. That's tight. I'm also continuing Swole Mastery Foundation week one, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I'm going to try Swollen 7 kettlebell for the first time. I bought a small 10-pound kettlebell. I'm excited to try it out. I will be doing this after work because I sit at a desk all day. Well, good for you. 10-pound kettlebell is so light and so small. I will just put this out there that it might be hard to actually do some of the movements. Sometimes a weight can be too light, especially with kettlebells. Sometimes it can be too light and the weight or the size is so small that it's harder to actually do some of the movements than even using a bigger one. But you're also going to be logically at less risk of injuring yourself. So definitely, I think, especially with kettlebell stuff, once you get the technique, you're able to go up in weight more rapidly than you realize. So it's a good place to start as long as you're comfortable and keep experimenting. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Let's see. Shane says, staying on track with my nutrition as well as my training, even though I'm going to have to make adjustments since we're traveling to the beach house for end of week for spring break. Oof. Oof.
Matt Damon.
How are you going to stay on track with your nutrition? That's vague. So again, red flag. How are you doing that? How are you staying on track with your nutrition? And how are you staying on track with your training? You're going to have to make adjustments. So what are those adjustments? You know what you're going to have to do. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? All right. Just saying, just putting it out there. That's a sign of where you have to get, where Shane will have to get more specific with himself. All right. Trevo, Papa Swolio, working on consistency for the week, making time for me to be more specific, getting my fat ass to the gym. Right now I'm performing a maximum swole A2 split upper body and then lower body. Couldn't be more pleased with the results. Last Friday had some extra time and broke all my PRs from the week before. At 50 years old, recovery and consistency seems to be the two pillars hardest for me. Thanks for writing. Deuces from Denmark, Trevor. That's why I had a feeling it was Trevor and not Trevo, so it must have been a typo. I'll have to create that in swole text, edit that in swole text. You never know. Sometimes I'll see like it's a interesting spelling of a name, like Trevo. That's kind of a cool name. Trevor, thanks for the message, and good for you, dude. Good for you. Maximum Swole, it's a great approach. I think it's a great approach for anyone, but like we talk about intensity and recovery and stuff like that, especially as you get older, you get more advanced and you can push harder and lift heavier and the loads are more intense. Maximum Swole is the optimal program in terms of the intensity of training and the recoverability. It's a game changer for me. All right, fam, let's get into a couple email responses, then we'll get into some questions. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. If you're not on the email list, get my knowledge cock in your inbox. Check the description down below for the links. Again, makeemailswoleagain.com. We got two email responses from Don't Feel Like Training Today. This one's from Joseph. And Joseph says, still on schedule, still in a calorie deficit, still eating beef organs, still making gains, even with a newborn. Today, I got to lift with a group of old ladies who go to the gym every Monday, and I got a sweet arm pump. Thanks, Papa. And genetically blessed gains. Get some gorillas. Good for you. Awesome post. We have this also, another one from Mike on Don't Feel Like Training Today. Mike says, Papa Swolio, on my accountability post, I committed to including yoga into my routine. I took today as a recovery day after 3 days on. I will be doing yoga nightly to help with my mobility pillar. Keep giving great advice. Let's get some gorillas. All right. Thank you so much for that, Mike, and appreciate you. Appreciate you. Okay. Let's get into some questions. Are you ready, fam? Are you ready? If you want to call into the show, we'll take these calls a couple times a week. Go to askpapaswolio.com. That's askpapaswolio.com. You can call into the show 24/7, 365. And listen to your question live on an upcoming episode. AskPapaSwolio.com. Let's get into the knowledge book. Yeah. All right, let's do it. First question, hashtag AskPapaSwolio. If you got a question, Bryce Bladen, Papa Swolio, you can only do 10 exercises for the rest of your life. What you got? I'm not answering that question. No, I'm booing that question. I'm not going through number one, number two. I don't like these questions. I think all these questions, what's your favorite? What's the best? Get more specific. I'm not going to go through 10 exercises here on a live stream. I appreciate the question, but I don't want to keep track of, did I do number one, two, three? That's cool. It's a cool question. That's like saying you're on a desert island and you can only do one exercise the rest of your life. I appreciate the question, but I think you guys know why I'm not going to answer that. It's just too ridiculous. Sean, 021105, Papa Swolio, I am fasting, dieting, going to the gym, and doing cardio 3 times a week. Why I still have a belly? Okay, I'll tell you a couple things, all right? Number one, fasting's not going to necessarily make you not have a belly anymore. Dieting, what does that mean? If you're eating the wrong shit or too much of the shit, you're still going to have issues. Going to the gym, cool. The person who works at the front desk goes to the gym also. What are you doing in the gym? Doing cardio 3 times per week. Again, cardio has nothing to do with whether or not you'll lose fat. So you could just be spinning your wheels, which is why you still have a belly. So go to swolenormousx.com, download the 7 pillars, learn about the elimination diet, get to the root cause with your nutrition. Guarantee you, if you go fucking carnivore, you will lose that belly. But I'm just saying you need to go back. You need to go literally down to the rails when it comes to your nutrition. The fasting's not really important right now, honestly, for that. It's going to be the nutrition, lifting heavy weights, but it's mostly going to be the nutrition to make sure you're not eating inflammatory foods. Could also be endocrine disruptors, plastics, microplastics, phthalates, could be shampoo, conditioner, colognes, deodorants. I'm not saying it could be. It is those things, and it's all of those things compounded. So you got a lot of stuff to work on. Let's see, Mark Papasoy, at what point in your life did you realize veggies were essentially shit? I never really liked them. I just kind of always forced them. I've tried. And I think the moment when I realized that they were just irrelevant to me, that it had nothing to do with whether or not I'd feel good. You know, it's not, because there's certain foods, I always say this, there's certain foods that you're going to consume and like, wow, that's amazing. I feel great. Some foods you're going to consume and you feel, eh, I don't feel amazing or this. I just feel okay. And some foods you'll eat and you'll have joint pain or migraines, right? So there's like three kind of categories and everything in between. And I would say I realized how important it was when I started eating more ribeyes. I was doing a lot of beef and sweet potatoes, but I was doing ground beef. I was doing liver and stuff, but I was doing more ground beef, like probably, I think 85, 15, something like that. When I started eating more steaks, that's when all of a sudden I've never gotten tired of eating steak. After a while, I would get tired of eating like the ground beef, but I also could cook a ton of it and then eat it leftover for a few days. I just got bored of eating that, but I've never gotten bored of any kind of steak. It's just much, once I started eating steaks, I just was craving it. I didn't feel like I ate any food unless I had steak and meat. So once in a while, I'll take a day off or we'll eat some eggs more or have a different cut or different things, but that's like the standard. So once I started eating more ribeyes, I just stopped feeling any need for vegetables or anything like that. Never fucking felt better. Feel great. I mean, I know people eat it and, you know, I'm not saying you can't eat it and survive, obviously, but I think a lot of people are in hardcore denial at how much they thrive without filling their body with just empty nutrition. You're just filling your stomach up with bulk, just fiber that you're not going to digest and nutrients that won't absorb well. Okay. T-Bone, Papasoy, finding when doing the Shavasana portion of the end of my yoga sessions, I feel some pressure and discomfort in my lower back. I use a good yoga mat. Any advice? Yeah, bend your knees. Put a bolster under your knees. Or do the butterfly position and let your knees hang out to the side. You could also put a block under your lower back and let your, in the butterfly position. There's no need that you have to have your back flat. It's probably just because of still have hip tightness. So it's putting a little pressure. Just put a bolster on your knees and you're fine. There's no rule that says you can't do that for Shavasana. All right. Nizzy Kriya. Papasoy, how to get bigger without supplements? The thing is, the price is very high in my country. Eat better food and more protein and lift heavy weights and do it for years. That's how you get bigger without supplements. You don't need supplements. Supplements are not going to help you get bigger. I shouldn't say that. It's just not going to be foundational. It's going to be like all the fundamental things that you're doing. Supplements are not at the bottom of the food chain. Pun intended. Kara Alexis, how can I get a hot boyfriend? Go to the fucking gym and get hot. Let's fucking go. Don't be a slut. Be respectful. I'm going to tell you all the things. You want to get a hot boyfriend? Do you want to get a hot boyfriend? You want to get a hot husband? All right. Here's what you do. You don't sleep around. You get off all these fucking apps, right? You don't sleep around. You take great care of your body. You learn how to cook. All right. I'm not saying there's misogynist or women. No. You learn how to take care of people. Because a higher value man wants a woman that's going to support him. Doesn't mean you can't have a job. Doesn't mean you can't have your own likes and desires. But, you know, you're not going to get a quality individual if you're trying to be, in most cases, trying to be boss bitch, being like a man whore. So you sleep around and you spout, I don't know, social justice nonsense. You're not going to find anyone but soy boys. Yeah, get an intelligent man. Hotness fades. Yeah. Hotness fades if you let it fade. I'm going to be a silver fox. I'm going to be like Kris Kringle. I'm going to be like a jacked Kris Kringle. But anyway, that's how you get a, date to marry. Don't just look to fuck people. Trust me. you'll be a catch if you're not a hoe, especially nowadays. Probably not a good idea to get tats all over your body. I'm not hating on anyone that has tattoos, but you know, those are girls that are, people see that more as like, oh, hit it and quit it, rather than like, that's a keeper. Just saying. It's just the vast majority of people's natural perception. You might look hot, but looking hot, and most people don't want a relationship with that. So it depends on if you're just trying to get laid or you want someone that is going to be a long-term relationship. So again, you know, this is a great conversation, because think about it, how you would invest and how you would take care of your body. So when I say you're not trying to get in shape for a cruise in the summer, you make terrible decisions if you're trying to lose weight for 3 months. Hey, Papa Sully, how do I lose 50 pounds in 3 months? I don't know. You starve yourself, take Ozempic, and then just shit your brains out, and then you lose 50 pounds, but then you're going to gain it all back. So you make different decisions when you think long term. Well, what do I have to do today so I can be healthy in 20 years? Well, I got to get quality sleep. I need to eat properly. I need to lift heavy weights and blah, blah, blah. And that's every day. Like, what do I need to do if I want to, you know, invest or save money for retirement? It's like, okay, well, I work hard and I put my money in the most valuable asset and personal property known to existence, which for me is Bitcoin, you know, and you just keep on, you stick to the protocol, you stick to the plan, you stick to the strategy. So you make better decisions if you think long-term. So if you're trying to date to marry, you are going to make better decisions. You're going to choose people who you spend time with wisely. You're going to look at people's, you know, how people's personalities. You're probably going to find an older man. This is the reason why a lot of women look at older men, because they're more mature, they're more established. You know, if you want a relationship, you're usually not going to, you know, find someone on spring break. I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying people don't and don't date or marry the same age. I'm just saying that's why often women date quote unquote up or older, because you have people who are, women mature faster than men. So you have a lot more of a chance of someone who's more established, more financially secure and emotionally secure and confident and stuff like that, because they've moved forward in the social hierarchy and stuff. All right, Tony DeVita. Loretta's absolutely right. Wear swole merch at the gym. That's...
We choose truth.
If you wear swole
facts.
Merch, man, you're going to get a catch. You're going to be... Maybe just fine. PapaSwolio.com. 20% off site-wide, bitches. Tony DeVita, Papa Swolio, why my calves don't grow? Train legs twice a week. Well, if you didn't know that, calves are calves and legs are legs. So when people say train your legs, I don't think of legs. When you say, oh, do you skip leg day? That legs, calves are not legs. I guess they technically are part of your leg. But when I think of legs, I think of glute, hamstrings, quads. Calves are their own separate thing. So first off, a couple things. You probably don't train them properly. You might not train them, probably don't train them hard enough. You probably don't train them frequently enough, and or everything in between. You got to figure out what the frequency is for you. But I would say train them anywhere between 2 to 4 times a week. First in your workout, make sure you get a full stretch, holding for like 2 to 5 seconds at the bottom, full stretch. You don't have to get all the way up on your tippy toes. Make sure you're getting at least from the full stretch to neutral, so you're getting that stretch mediated hypertrophy. And play around with, you know, 5 to 8 reps versus 10 to 15 reps, different calf machines. You can vary things up, but I would generally alternate between, you know, very heavy versus more moderate rep days, and train them more frequently, not necessarily more volume, but more frequently, and experiment from there. But usually when people start seeing a big difference is when they stop. Most people train calves at the end of their workout. So if you're training anything at the end of your workout, you're giving it the least attention. Okay. So some people, I guess psychologically, when they train, they think, oh, the best for last. I'm going to do all my workout and then I'm going to focus on that. You're already exhausted, because the intensity is systemic. When you're giving maximum effort, that's systemic. It's not like, oh, I'm, you know, maximum effort in my chest for a chest press. No, that's your whole system. The intensity and the overload and the stress is on your entire system. Yes, the chest is working and the triceps and the shoulders, but you're getting that systemically. That stress is systemic. So this is why I talk about proper recovery and how much volume per body part. It's not local recovery you need to worry about the most. It's going to be systemic recovery. Your body can repair from local recovery, like chest being sore, your back getting worked, pretty quickly. It's a systemic recovery because you're training more frequently. It doesn't matter where the body part is. If you're training intensely, yes, if you're doing forearms or calves, it's less systemically taxing than, let's say, a back squat. So if you're doing a back squat, right? If you're doing a back squat, barbell back squat, very intensive, very stressful. You don't need a lot of volume and you don't need a ton of, you might need more recovery if you're doing back squats. However, if you use a hack squat machine, yes, it's axial loaded, but it's on an angle and it's a different kind of stress. It isolates more the legs, more than the spine and stuff like that. So it's gonna be less stressful than a barbell back squat. So just keep that in mind too. So when I'm training calves, I have a standing calf raise machine. I also have a couple donkey calf. I have a few different calf machines, seated calf raise. So my standing calf raise goes up to 500 pounds. So if I'm trying to load up some sets for heavy, I might put a 45 on top of that. I might do 500-600 pounds plus my body weight. It's a lot of stress on my neck. So yes, I'm pushing maximally, but it's literally holding the weight on my axial skeleton. So it's much more systemically taxing than if I do donkey calf raises where I have a machine where the pad goes on my lower back. I can have 400 or 500 pounds on that and I can really, it's stressful, but it's not on my neck. It's not on my spine. It's not on, you know, it's less on my entire body. It's just more on my legs. I have a rotary calf machine. I have a rotary calf machine that pivots. So it's even different than the donkey calf. So the donkey calf raise, it's on my lower back. It'll be stressful on my knees, on my hips, right? Ankles. But when I do the rotary calf, it's even less on my knees and my hips because of the rotation of the pedal. It's not linear. It's not moving this way. It's rotating. So it puts a little bit more on my ankle and my calves and maybe my knees, but not so much my hips. So it changes the stress even there. So you have to keep that in mind. So if I'm trying to minimize stress, but I want to train my calves and I'm doing it first in a workout, and let's say I did legs the day before, I might not do a heavy, super heavy, you know, standing calf raise. I might be a little bit more fatigued. So I'll opt for something that's a little bit more systemically exhausting. Again, more information than you technically probably asked for. But if you want to, if you want your calves to grow, you have to train them first in the workout. First in the workout. First. And intensely. But again, the rep range, the exercise selection, how frequently you do it, you have to figure it out because some people recover faster than others. Maybe you could train them 4 days a week. Maybe you can only do two. You got to get full stretch. It's the most important thing is the full stretch heels down to neutral. Getting all the way up on your tippy toes is not as important for calves. Mev 04003. I'm not saying don't get as high as you can, but it's not the most important thing, especially at the end of your set when you're getting towards failure. Just get at least to neutral. But hold that stretch. It's going to blow your tits off. Pompous Will, your thoughts on green shakes? They make green poop.
Matt Damon.
David LK. Pompous Will, how many times a day or how long should I work out for? Dependent on many, many factors. Intensity, volume, experience, frequency, all that. Yip, yup, yay. Pompous Will, what is the best pre-workout meal? There's no best of most things. You got to figure out what works best for you. Maybe nothing, maybe a tablespoon or two of raw honey, maybe a banana. Up to you. You got to figure it out. Depends on everything else you're doing overall. Any last minute questions? No? All right, fam. It's time to go balls deep. If you are watching on YouTube, time to switch over to Rumble. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. That's the only place where you can find the full episodes, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You could watch on Spotify too, but make sure you hit the thumbs up button, share the show, watch the full show on Rumble. We are getting into balls deep right now. Thanks for being here. And if again, if you're watching elsewhere, shift on over to the Daily Swole Telegram chat for members or rumble.com/TheDailySwole. All right, let's go balls deep. Yes, sir.
That's deep.
Is it? Is it? It feels deep, doesn't it? All right, let's get in some balls deep shiznit.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it. Everyone, fam, hit the thumbs up button. Do we got a lot of people hitting the thumbs up button on Rumble? Where's my thumbs up, beaches? Not bad. We have like 30% likes, fam. That's better. Can we get everyone? Can we get 10 more likes? There's like three times the amount of people. Let's get 10 more likes. I would really love to get like 100 likes on the show. At least I would love to match. I would love to get, let's get with 50. Let's get 50. Let's start with 50. That should be the standard. There's well more than that watch every day and come in and out. Just hit that thumbs up button, fam. Come on, everyone now. Let's see how many we can get. Can we get 10 more? Can we get 10 more thumbs up? Come on, Roomble. Fam, can we get you in the chat? Where's the Swole fam in the chat? Where's the like police? Let's get everyone hitting the like button. We're not going to continue. We're not going to do any balls deep. We're not going to do balls deep, and we're not going to do any kind of throwback if you don't hit the like button. Right? Remember what I used to do? Remember I would say, we're going to turn this podcast around, right? We're going to turn this podcast around. Yeah. Oh, it'll be sad. I will turn this motherfucking podcast around. Come on, stop whining. I will turn this podcast around. Don't make me. If you don't hit the thumbs up button, you're a vegan. Ooh, I like that. We have a lot of vegans watching. Everyone's like, I'm not a fucking vegan. I hit that like button. Do I have to piss you off? Do I have to call you a vegan in order to... Do I have to call you a vegan CrossFitter that votes for Joe Biden? Do I have to call you that? Everyone's like, hey, wait the fuck second. All of a sudden we have 100 likes. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
We haven't hit that button in a while. All right, fam. Let's get some response. Let's get some. Okay, one, two, or three. Pick a number. One, two, or three. Let's watch. Let's go into. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. Yesterday. Oh, we didn't do any of these. Oh, yeah. We didn't do any of this stuff. Oh, because it's been 2 days. Fam, we got a lot of. I got a lot of news to go through. Let's go through some of this shit. All right, I'm just going to run through while you drop a number one, two, or three. Let's go through a couple things I've been sharing on my ex page. All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson said that, was talking, he posted something about Florida. At Florida, 345 feet, Britain Hill is the highest elevation, the lowest highest elevation in the United States. This makes Florida supremely susceptible to sea level rise during climate change.
Matt Damon.
And then he says, an objective truth, even if you don't believe in climate change, just saying, and it shows a picture of Florida blue, like Florida being underwater, which I don't know if any of you know this. I'm in Florida. Nothing's changed. There's been no noticeable erosion. People are buying up shit on the coastline. Like there's no issues. There's no problems. So again, growing up in the 90s with like, you know, middle, you know, elementary school, middle school and stuff like that. It was global warming. Oh, it was the global warming. Now it's climate change because they realized that they were wrong about that. So it's this constant fear mongering. The climate always changes, has always changed, and will continue to change. So guess what we have to do? We have to drill for oil, create nuclear energy so we can have cheaper energy, and keep on creating technology. So all we have to do is we can build walls, we can dredge trenches, we can adjust and adapt. We will be just fine. We will be just fine as a society, as a species. Like if shit happens. But again, when they say present day shoreline, it's going to be underwater. When is this going to be underwater? What, 2300? You ever hear like those stats? It's like, it's going to raise an inch. The sea level is going to raise an inch. And then by 2150, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? An inch? Like, what are you talking about? Oh my God. In 200 years, I'm not going to fucking be here. Let's do what we can now to make technology better and more efficient so people of all races everywhere in the country and the world, so we have more resources to combat any task, right? That just makes sense, okay? You go back in time, yeah, it might have been an issue if there was a flood, but we also now have like 100-story skyscrapers, so we can build shit. Like we can, look, I'm just saying, let's say things like this happened and it's like, oh my God, it's coming up. Guess what we would do? You know, down here in Florida or the Lime, you know, whatever it is, we would build like big fuck. They build islands down here. Brickell Key, it's a fake island. I believe that's like it's called Brickell Key. Like there's fake islands in Florida. They just build these synthetic islands on posts and concrete, drill it into the fucking earth underground. And they build buildings. Like we could do that. And then everything is above. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, well, Papa, so you can't just jack up like a car jack everything in Florida. I know it would take hundreds of years, but guess what? As it rises, you know, people would be building shit in the ocean. They would just build with platforms, these big concrete pylons and shit that would go deep into the earth's crust, and they would build on top of it. It's not going to stop humans. The weather down here is too great. Like it would just be island. Florida would be like a fucking floating island. You know, humans would overcome it. You know that shit. We already have big skyscrapers in Florida. It's not pushing the land down. We would just build, we just lift that shit up. We have boats. We would have like floating cities. It'd be fine, bro. Is anyone like concerned? No, I live here. It's totally fucking fine. It rains now and again. It's not raining all week. Okay. Oh no. Oh no. Again, this stuff's not happening overnight. That's the thing. That's the grift. It's happening tomorrow. Oh my God, vote for the Democrats because of climate change. Oh my God, there's going to be rain and water. Yeah, it's Florida. It kind of rains everywhere, every day, somewhere for some amount of time. That's what Florida does. It rains. You could just say, Florida, it's raining today. It's raining somewhere in some capacity for some amount of time. It could be 10 minutes of rain. Fine. You go into a store in Florida, it's bright and sunny. You come out, it's bright and sunny, and there's water on the car and a couple little tiny puddles drying up. It'll rain while you're in a store. You come out, you're like, oh, it's bright and sunny, and you don't see any clouds in the sky. Like, what the fuck was that? It's just like, it'll just throw some rain. That's all that happens. Okay, what an idiot. And he's been a real troll. He's the one that says gender's on a spectrum and all that shit. So he's bought and paid for. This guy, I don't know who the fuck it is, some kind of leftist cuck, Adam Parkhomenko says, shows a picture of Joe Biden really overexposed and just like his face is like melting. And he says, is it me or is Joe Biden getting younger?
Come on, man.
Is it me or is Joe Biden getting younger? And I replied and I said, holy fuck, is it ever just you? Anyone listening to this show, have you thought lately, is Joe Biden just getting younger and more spry? Oh, bro, that is 100% you. That's all you, bro. No one. Oh, they deleted it? Oh, boo. They deleted the cannibalism video. Why? We can't see. Oh, censor it. I was showing the stuff in the cannibalism in Haiti. Oh, they deleted the video. Oh, am I an adult? Are you protecting me so I don't see something that's scary? I fucking hate censorship. Anyway, I shared the video. I said I thought this was New York City for a second. Huh, get it? Because New York City's falling into decay? Yeah, that was funny. All right, let's keep on moving forward. These are good shares. Check this out. Oh, we got to play this video. We got to play this video, and then we'll get into... Keep dropping number one, number two, number three. We'll get into another video in a second. Check this out. All right? Insane. Shared by Libs of TikTok 2 days ago. Okay, I put this on the page 2 days ago. Pittsburgh police will no longer respond to certain calls, including theft. You have to hear this. Get guns, get ammo, defend yourself. No one's coming to help you. Check this fucking shit out. This is insane.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit.
Oh, great.
That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also,
why would I be calling 911?
3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city.
I'm going to play that again. Are you ready for this?
Link directly to 911.
Ready?
There will be no between the hours of emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city.
What?
Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city.
I'm pausing this. How many of you live in Pittsburgh or been to Pittsburgh? I've been to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania cities are fucking big. Pennsylvania, I know it's not the biggest state, when I went to college, it's a massive fucking state. This is what happens when you look at a map. This is what happens when you look at a map, you know, when they flatten it out, you look at the United States. There's a little bit more here I'm going to play, but this is the problem when you look at a map that's flat. The earth is round. Okay. Sorry, flat earthers. But when you take a round, you know, view and you flatten it out, you get states that are going to be misshapen. They're going to be look bigger than they really are. Pennsylvania is huge. A lot of people don't realize how big Pennsylvania is because on the maps, it might not look that big or it looks small because it's in New England, kind of tucked up there, but it's like a big fucking square. It's a huge fucking state. It's a massive fucking state. Yeah. 20 cops for Pittsburgh. Sounds good, right, fam? How many people live in Pittsburgh? Someone look up the population of Pittsburgh, please. So Pittsburgh's going to, yeah, Pittsburgh. So between 3 and 7, I guess go ham if you are a bad person. Pittsburgh's going to turn into a fucking war zone. How many people live in Pittsburgh? Someone Google it. Google that.
Chief said today the data supports city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling.
It's not.
I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past. Mm-hmm.
Now, the chief also acknowledging today that some of these changes are due to staffing shortages. He's down to 740 officers, well below the 850 they would like to have. Now, coming up new at 5, residents, city council, and the police union all weighing in on these big changes that begin Monday. Live in the studio, Rick.
Oh, it's already starting. It's like Mad Max. And so Loretta says 300,461. So 300,000 people, 20 officers. Anyone think that's a good number? What percentage of the population commits crimes, right? What percent of the population is going to be like, can you look up like crime? Look up crime. And I know it's like between the hours of 3 and 7, but just think about that. I don't care what time it is. 20 officers for Pittsburgh. 20, that's 20. And if something happens, how many officers usually respond to the scene? 5, 6? A lot of them get to stand around and also back up, which makes sense. 5 or 6. Then you have 15 for the rest. Yeah, well, we're put call box so you can call and be like, hey, I'm getting killed. And we're like, sweet. Thanks for letting us know. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's get into a video. Let's see. Loretta Bandit. This is called Lyft Women Connect. Oh, boy. Lyft, like L-Y-F-T, like Uber. Lyft. All right.
What's in the box?
Loretta to the corner.
Ian, this is Mac.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, I'm Davey, and this is Maxine, and we have been driving with Lyft for over 6 years.
Now, Maxine and I are getting ready to go out driving tonight, but we're going to try something new for the first time in those 6 years.
Did you name your car? Is that what is happening?
Hi, I'm Davey, and this is Maxine, and we have been driving with Lyft for over 6 years.
Oh, my God.
Maxine and I are getting ready to go out driving tonight, but we're going to try something new for the first time in those 6 years. We're going to turn on the Women Plus Connect feature. Women Plus Connect is a feature that matches women and non-binary drivers with more women and non-binary riders.
Women Plus Connect gives women and non-binary drivers the option to turn on a preference that will prioritize matches with other.
So a man pretending to be a woman can prioritize picking up women. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Yeah, men with gender dysphoria and twisted kinks and fetishes can target women more easily. Solid. Solid. Hey, how many of you parents out there want your, hey, I don't want my daughter driving. I'm going to have them take a Lyft or an Uber. Hey, we got to some creepy dude with mental problems targeting women. So you're going to have some man that thinks he's a woman driving your daughter around. Sweet. Sweet. What could go wrong, fam? Absolutely. Come on. Come on. And this shit's happened already. Like, there's been horror stories about any of this stuff. That's why when you're a driver, you know, you're vetted complete, you know, I mean, it's never 100%, but yeah, this is just a great variable. Add this to the, just throw this variable in the mix. Why not? You literally have someone who's mentally disturbed. Like, they're telling you, hey, I think I'm a woman. Not normal. Straight up. Not normal. Not really a thing. Like, something's wrong with the wiring. Something's wrong with what you're trying to do here. It's not working. That's an anomaly. It's not common. I mean, it's becoming more common, but it's a huge anomaly.
Nearby women and non-binary riders.
Jeez.
Women Plus Connect first launched in September of last year in select early access cities, but now they're expanding it nationwide.
I'm so excited. This feature offers more control over the driving experience for women and non-binary people, allowing them to feel more confident in the car.
This hurts to watch.
Time to get driving.
God damn it, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No, not really. It's your face.
Jeez. Eyes, Chico. They never lie.
Well, this is an Uber. This is from Lyft, I think. It doesn't matter. If one's doing it, the other one's probably doing it. I don't know, but that is not a good idea. I don't see that working out well. I do not see that working out well. Fam, hit that thumbs up button. I was asking for 10 likes. Can you guys give me some fucking likes? Give me some fucking likes, man. Loretta, go to the corner. I'm going to put everyone in the fucking corner. I'm going to mute everyone on Rumble. I'm going to mute everyone. I'm going to mute you for the live stream. I should mute you. That's what I should do. The corner is you're muted for 5 minutes. Should I mute you guys? I don't want you to get penalized on Rumble. I don't want you to get like ban your account if I mute you too often. So maybe I won't do that, but I kind of want to. I wonder if there's like any kind of like, it goes on your account, like, oh, your record, you got slapped. I would love to just mute you. It's like, it'd be like a cool digital corner. I'll think about it. I'll look it up. Okay, let's see. Trying to take your guns. Oh, you guys probably saw this or heard about this already. Again, like yesterday, we didn't cover news for like 2 days. We usually don't for Sunday and Monday. But this was absolutely ridiculous. I got an American flag hanging behind me. And let me tell you something about the American flag. Actually, I'll go with this one. Let me tell you something about the American flag. This is not like, oh my God, I love the government. The American flag, and people get this confused. This is not, I love the government. All right? The flag is not representative of the government. The flag is a representative of the ideals of the Constitution, of the First, the Second Amendment, like of all these amazing fundamental rights and freedoms. There's a lot of shit. The government, I fucking hate. I detest the government. A lot of people do. Okay? Taxations, theft. I'm not a fan of all these three-letter agencies. It's way too bloated. I'm not against all government. But most should be local and run by the state. And we have way too much top-down control over what the states can do. And we're seeing that. And anyway, but that's what the flag represents to me and to most Americans. All right. It's not statist. It's representing a greater ideal. And all the foreign wars and all that. There's a lot of issues and things. So, again, this is not, you know, you're supposed to vote for, there's a lot of things that the government has done that is not the people, that's not representative of that flag, which is some, which are things that I don't agree with. Okay, but anyway, 17-year-old Cameron Blasick, he was told by East Central High School to remove the American flag from his truck. Let's read this. The next day, students flooded the school parking lot with cars and American flags. The school caved after the incident was publicized by libs of TikTok on Friday. So again, not comparing my accounts and stuff to something, you know, as large as libs of TikTok, but this is why sharing this stuff is important. This is why talking about this stuff is important. That's why showing this and laughing about it and trolling it is important. Because when something's ridiculous and something's insane, it needs to get blasted and made fun of. The left doesn't have a sense of humor. Okay? They used to, but authoritarians don't have a sense of humor. So it's, I'm not saying all people that are Democrats, maybe classic liberals or classic Democrats, are different than the ones that are hijacking, you know, the progressives and the extremists that have hijacked the Democratic Party, but a lot of the Democrats are going along with it. So the entire Democratic Party is hijacked. It's corrupted. I'm not saying the Republicans are awesome, definitely better, but still it's a uniparty establishment. So you need to break down this system. You need to separate yourself and definitely articulate. But objectively, the Democratic Party is burning this country to the ground, especially currently. Like that's like the tip of the spear from what's for what's happening. But of course, a lot of these government agencies, the deep state, etc. So the problem with this is not only that, it's that you are punishing children, right? You're punishing children. You are punishing people for flying the American flag. But you're allowing these trans flags, you're allowing these Marxist flags and rainbow flags, which don't represent what they say they do, in classrooms. So all the videos you see of these fucking lunatics, septum-pierced, rainbow-haired, insane people flying all sorts of flags, BLM flags, rainbow flags, trans flags, it's fucking insane. And then a kid's going to drive with an American flag? Are you serious? That should be promoted. You should have Pledge of Allegiance before class every day. It should be flying from, we shouldn't have any of these, you know, communist flags hanging from government buildings. People have trans flags and Palestinian flags in their fucking government buildings. It's insane. It's insane. And that should be, look, it should be illegal. I think it is, right? Isn't it illegal to hang any flag higher than the American flag, right? Or for any other flag to be front and center? Isn't that actually illegal? I mean, if it's not, it should be from a government standpoint. Anyway, fucking ridiculous. On a really important note, Cole the Southern, you know, I've been running for, I ran in 2020. Didn't win, of course, but of course I'm running in 2024. So Cole the Southern says, I am voting Swole Normus for president. Papa Swolio 2024. Let's go. Make America swole. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go, man. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. And we got a great post here from Zuby. I encourage all of you to read. We're running a little bit long. That's what she said. But I think we should read this post because it is a great, it's a great post. So let's see. Zuby says, the whole transgender debate in the West is the most obvious and extreme example of a completely manufactured first world problem. If most people had backbones and knew how to say no and stand firmly on it, then all of this stuff would be dead in the water. Instead, we've wasted 10 years debating, in quotes, how many genders there are, imaginary pronouns, and if men should be able to compete in women's sports, enter women's prisons, shelters, etc. The answer is no. It started off goofy and people thought it was harmless. Now they are drugging and mutilating children, taking them away from their parents, and sexualizing minors in schools and on social media. A minority of people celebrate this and call it progress, useful idiots, and ideologues. People thought I was crazy when I was warning about this stuff many years ago. Now you're at risk of losing millions of young people to a nonsensical and dangerous cult, often with irreversible consequences. Men cannot become women. Women cannot become men. Everybody knows this, but most are too cowardly to just say it. It doesn't matter how many drugs you take, surgeries you do, or how you dress and present yourself. It's simple biology, science, reality. As an adult, you can believe whatever you want and dress however you want, but it doesn't alter objective reality. And people don't have to entertain it either. Nobody cared until we were forced to. Live your life. And this is true. Most is like behind closed doors, do what you want. You're pressuring people and you're trying to change fundamental language. No, no. You step too far and you got to put that shit down. Like stomp it the fuck out. Okay. Leave children alone. Keep males out of female spaces and stop being stupid and cowardly. This stuff is not complicated at all. Society, just let it get out of hand. Enough. And I agree. And that's why I will continue to talk about it. That's why I'll continue to rip on it as much as possible, because it deserves to be. It's evil. It's a social poison. It's a cultural poison and toxin, and it needs to be eradicated like a snake bite. So that's why I go hard, and that's why we talk about what we do, because I am going to say what I think, especially when it's obvious, and I'm going to do my part. And one more story. I don't know the whole story here. I don't know how far this is going to go, but I don't understand, like, anyone that's going to, you know, people are going to be like arguing this. This is just a screenshot from body cam footage. So the title of this was Autistic Boy 15 is Shot Dead by California Cops After Running Towards Them with a Bladed Gardening Tool. I'm not a cop. I've done a lot of firearms training, but I'm not a police officer. What people are going to say is like, oh my God, cops shoot first and ask questions later. Let me tell you something. The only reason the cops are shooting first is when someone charges them. They're not shooting first. They're shooting after they are threatened. If you threaten an officer of the law that is trained and has firearms in order to put down criminal activity, do not resist arrest and do not charge them with a fucking lethal weapon. But it's not a gun. The cop used lethal force. These people that are going to complain about this shit have no idea about closing the distance. They have no idea how much you can get shot five times and still stab the officer five times. You get shot in the body, you can still follow through and stab, 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 and then die. And then the cop, knife wounds are sometimes worse than bullet wounds. Bullet wounds can go right through. The knife wound can drag and rip through organs. Knives are fucking brutal. Brutal. Sometimes you get shot, it goes right through, and you're like, oh shit, right? You have people that get shot in the face and it goes right through and it misses things miraculously. You don't get people that get stabbed in the head and like, oh, they survived. No, it fucking rips through everything. People bleed out because the wounds are wide open. So anyway, I mean, look, again, I don't have the whole story, but I'm just putting this out there because people read these headlines. I saw it getting tweeted around. I'm like, dude, all this anti-gun, oh, cops and cops, you know, ACAB, you know, fuck the police. Dude, why were the cops there? Obviously, this kid was doing something. Why were the cops called to begin with? That's a question. All right. The cops were not there by accident. The cops were there for a reason. Autistic boy. That's used as like, well, he's neurodivergent. He was neurodivergent. He was innocent. I don't give a fuck. 15 years old. These are people that are going to say he's a kid. Yo, 15 is almost as 15 is as close to an adult as you're going to get as a teenager. 14, you could still be a big 14-year-old. And we all know, like, 13, all right, puberty really and, like, that growth spurt. 15, you can be, like, as tall as you're going to be in many cases. 15 is, like, sophomore, junior of high school. You can be huge at 15. I know, I was 15. I remember that. 16, 17, like, you're pretty much, like, an adult, like, full grown for the most part. You get it. You know, if you say 12, 11, you know, it's still look, but you don't need to be 15. You could pull, if you have a gun, you could be 10. You ever see Africa and Haiti and stuff like that? You have kids holding fucking firearms and AKs when they're 10. You don't need to be, maybe to be more accurate, more trained and have more body mass and to be more accurate with your shot, but you could be 10 and pull a trigger. You could pull a fucking rifle and kill someone. You can kill someone with a knife, but with a gun, you don't, you could be in a wheelchair and shoot. Elizabeth says, my son was already 6'2 at 15. Yeah, you have someone who's, so let's talk about this. A 6'2, someone who's 6'2" charges, let's just say, charges at you with a fucking bladed gardening tool. Let's call it shears. Let's call it scissors. Let's call it a knife, a bladed gardening tool. I don't give a fuck what it is. If a 15-year-old charges you, if the fucking kid, I say kid, if this person charges with a mallet, with a hammer, this cop is justified using lethal force. A hammer is lethal. If you get charged with a baseball bat, absolutely justified. You close that distance so fucking fast. So I'm just saying, I'm putting this out there. I don't know what the, it doesn't matter what, and again, it doesn't matter why the cops were called. If, I don't care if he's autistic, then where are the parents? Where are the people that are taking care of this individual to make sure that they're okay or in a mental institution? You're going to call it autistic. Obviously, this is not your average, oh, he's autistic. He likes to play video games. No, no, he's fucking unhinged. You just say autistic as if it's a blanket. Oh, it's, you know, he has some issues. Then why the fuck is he not in an institution strapped down to a fucking wheelchair under 24-hour supervision? This is not autistic. This is fucking mentally unhinged. Just saying, a little rant, but look at even this image. If, and again, I don't know the whole story. If this is true, just with a text, okay. And someone like responded like, you know, yes, this is shocking. No, no, shocking is surprise. I'm not shocked at all. Is it tragic? Sure, you can call it tragic. No, 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 I'm not surprised at all. Oh, you're telling me someone got shot charging a cop with a knife? Yeah, okay. Par for the course. Justified shooting on that alone. Doesn't matter what the reason is. Now, the cop opened the door and just started unloading, which I doubt. Look, this guy, you can see him starting to move forward. Cops don't just open and shoot. They might be like holding. And I'm not saying cops are always right, but I'm saying the kid charges. Yeah, hey, put the gun down. Put the weapon down. Put it down. Put it down. Put the weapon down. The kid charges. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, he looks like he might be autistic. You empty the fucking clip. You stop the threat. That's what it is, stopping the threat. This cop doesn't want to shoot the guy. He doesn't want to kill a kid or want whatever it is, but you can't wait to ask questions when someone's charging you because that kid's going to close that distance in a split second. And that's the cop's already drawn. You can't pull and shoot. People think it's way too easy. You can shoot someone if they're on drugs or they're, you know, with rage, you can shoot someone 5 or 6 times. They can still come at you. It's not easy to, like, you shoot. It might go past, it might miss the lungs. It might miss the heart. It might miss the spinal cord. Oh, you shot someone like, you know, right here. It doesn't stop them. You can shoot people a lot before they go down, especially if they're on drugs or PCP or whatever. I'm just saying, autistic boy. You see how the article leads with that? Oh, I feel bad. Oh, he's the victim. He's the victim. He got shot. That doesn't mean that that person's the fucking victim. You charge a cop with a knife or a bladed gardening tool, like shears. Those are scissors. That's essentially a knife. I use bladed gardening tools. Those things are sharp as motherfucking hell. You don't want to get stabbed with that. Trust me, I use them. Super sharp. Probably more dangerous than a fucking knife in some cases. Because you got like epic grip too. Those things are meant for like ergonomics with a gardening tool. All right. Okay. Crazy. Just saying. Odin's Heathen says the guy years ago in Florida on bath salts. Oh, yeah. On the bridge. He was eating some guy's face or something. they shot him a lot before he finally went down. Yeah, you're high on PCP, you're on drugs. Yeah, shoot someone maybe 10 times. And the reason why you unload the clip, people are like, oh my God, and you see the cops are like, how the come they shoot him so many times? It's because that's what you're trained to do. And once you fire, when you draw your weapon, it's almost like you don't draw your weapon. You have the intent to shoot. You fire. And if you're going to fire once, you fire everything. If you make the decision to fire, you don't shoot once because you usually don't have, you usually don't make contact. Yeah, retard strength. It is a thing. You don't have, it's like you have this rage and you don't have the normal emotional limiters. It's like that adrenaline. It's a real thing. Okay, let's see. The end of the commercial. Oh, is this the Aveeno thing? Oh, I'm glad this is in the folder. Oh, yeah. Aveeno's crap anyway, but let's close with this, and we'll give away this wall card. Check this out. So now, don't buy Aveeno products, whomever makes that. Boycott, because they're trying to trans your kids. They're showing this boy wearing like a pink rainbow tutu, so they're showing a boy with narcissistic abusive parents that are confusing this kid's psychologically abusing their child. What parent would allow this their kid to be in a commercial like this? This is sick shit.
Aveeno Kids. New Aveeno Kids. Created for big kids' sensitive skin and still developing hair. It's easy squeezy.
I can do it.
Because every can-do moment leads to another. A ballerina astronaut? Awesome! New Aveeno Kids.
I can do it.
A ballerina, and if you don't see, it's a rainbow, kind of like tutu. Okay. Maybe this would have been different, a long time ago. Maybe this would have been different, but not in the current state. All right. Maybe this would have been different 10 years ago. I've been like, oh, ballerina. Yeah. Not in today's context. Not the right move. Not a good look for Aveeno. So I know you probably don't buy that shit anyway. It's garbage. Just don't buy it. All right. We got one probably terrible music, but we have Change in a Year. Let's check out this transformation.
What's in the box?
Drop in the chat. Hashtag Swole AF. Again, Swole AF. This is called Change in a Year. I'm going to have to be honest again. Okay, so she was saying change in a year, and she was a little on the thick side. To this, yeah, she lost weight. She lost weight. This person's probably not watching, but I will say, and this might be an unpopular opinion, this person actually looked healthier before. I'm not just going to compliment any kind of weight loss. I honestly think this person's not eating properly. They're not lifting weights. They look way like skinny fat. So I encourage them to like arms are soft, like just look very soft and emaciated. Looks very unhealthy. So I'm not trying to drag this individual. But a transformation video, again, sometimes it's like, that's not the same person or the lighting's bad. Let's just keep that in mind. You look like you just lost muscle. Like she has no muscle. She looks soft and that's not healthy either. So if she's watching, congratulations on being happy about this, but you need to get some more sun. Need to lift heavy weights, go carnivore. You're just not getting enough protein. You're not lifting heavy. I don't believe you've been lifting. I just don't see it. I don't think you look healthy. And that's, in other words, you have time to change it. I'm not saying this to drag the individual, but was definitely like overweight in the first one, but looks much healthier. Just looks healthier. So what I mean by healthier is the skin tone is healthier. And one of the things, even if you're overweight or obese, you might actually have more nutrients because even if you might be eating junk food or too much of it, you're getting too much food. You're getting too much nutrition. Even if you're eating less nutrient dense foods, you're eating more calories. So you're getting more of those nutrients. So you might not have mineral deficiencies as when you just eat less and kind of starve yourself and or do a Ozempic or whatever this person did. But this is not eating a lot of animal-based foods and grass-fed beef and eggs and lifting heavy weights. This is lost body mass and is on the verge of like osteoporosis. this is, looks osteopenic. It does not look healthy. So I will not congratulate shit that shouldn't be congratulated, but I will use that as an example to that not all weight loss is good. You want fat loss, but you need to lift heavy weights. So she just looks like she's starving herself, and I hope that she does better. I hope that she watches this, which she won't. But just as a lesson, again, not a troll. I'm glad that this person looks happy or is showing it off, but it gives you some context. Not everything is as it seems. Okay, so let's get into a... Hold on, I have to sneeze. Sneeze? Do I have to sneeze? Ah, oh, I fucking lost it, dude.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
I lost it. It's probably for the best. All right, let's do the Swole card, and then we'll do a throwback. Hashtag Swole AF Bishes. Are you ready? Falcon, kick us off, bish. Freddy, thank you, bud. Thank you, Freddy. That's okay, man. We got a winner. We got a winner. Oh, that's got to be a new one. That's going to be a new one. Landed right on it. Sivan Motz, number one. Congratulations! Sivan, pretty sweet. Send us an email to supportswolenormous.com, swolecard2867, the subject, your mailing address, and the body of the email. Sivan, you are swole as fuck indeed. You look swole. You sound swole. Congratulations, C. Oh, yeah.
No more shenanigans.
Let's take some soundboard requests. And by the way, fam, we'll get a throwback in just a few moments. Loretta, you've been a good sport. Out of the corner, Loretta. Loretta's released.
You are released. You have chosen. Call me.
Hairy legs. I haven't done that one in a while.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in and pull and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
Here we go. Ooh, got it out. Come on, no hands, fam. That is slangs, dingus. That a slangs that cock. Yeah, fuck yeah, he does. Fuck yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
And that's the way, I like it.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. All right.
You're insane, gold member.
Insane, gold member. All right, let's get into a throwback, fam. 1, 2, 3, or 4. Pick a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4. By the way, we're still live on Rumble. Can you guys do me a favor? I'm not going to beg. Just hit that thumbs up button if you haven't yet. It helps tremendously. We have like more than double the people watching. Well, more than double. Just exit out of the chat and hit the thumbs up. I don't know why. Are they all bots? I don't know. Yeah, look, we've had the same amount of people watching the whole show, which is great. I'm humbled. I mean, it's great. Like, the attention on the show from beginning to end is fantastic. But it's like, you watch the whole thing. You obviously like it. How many people are sitting there watching the show like, yeah, this fucking asshole, he's such a fucking piece of shit. Look at that fucking long hair. His boyfriend probably grabs it when he's pushing his head down on his fucking cock. And his fucking guy's just like spitting. Fucking just getting angry. Just getting angry watching this show. It's like, probably not. You like the show, which is fine. And remember, like, here's what I want to talk about. It's okay. It's okay to like it. It's okay to like it. I'm paying attention to you, Cerny. I'm paying attention to you. I see you. You're just not saying anything worthwhile. I pay attention. I see you guys. I see you. You're just not saying anything. Matt's crying that it's rigged, and you're in there like, pay attention to me. The sound doesn't work. How come it doesn't work over here? Because you probably don't know how to unmute your phone. You just got on the Zoom calls like a couple weeks ago. It was a battle for like a month and a half. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Cerny? Cerny literally just figured out how to like, you were looking up, you remember Cerny was searching Rumble on YouTube when we switched to Rumble. You're like, where is this? I was trying to use the Rumble. No, that's not Rumble. That's the vibration of your jitterbug. Okay. Okay. Matthew says we won. We upset Pop. Yeah. Sorry. You are not funny. I disagree. You know, I'm fucking funny. You know, I'm funny. You fucking know it. You fucking know it.
The attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science.
All right, let's
go fuck yourself. All right.
I love the Swole fam. I love it. It's like, you know what it is? The Swole Sluts in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. It's literally just like the peanut gallery. So if you know your history, right, when Shakespeare would put on his plays, right, you have those little like circular theaters, and there'd be all, what were they called? The people in the pits. It was like, not penny packers or something like that, right? It was like the people that would get in for like a penny. It was always like the poor, like the upper class and the nobility would be up in the boxes, right? Because it would stink down there. Everyone was like poor and destitute and covered in feces. And they were the ones that would bring like the lettuce and the tomatoes and throw the shit. That's what the Daily Swole Telegram chat's like. Everyone's down there like, yeah. You know, Matt's in that case. It's fucking rigged, bugger. You sons of bitches, you fucking pansies. Yeah, the groundlings or something like that. Right, right. That's what the Daily Swole Telegram chat is. That's like how it sounds in my head. Like when I see chats, it's like, yeah, you fucking knackers. You know, whatever, like English insults. You know, I feel like it's almost Monty Python. You know, it's like Monty Python.
Hey, told us to fuck off. Hey. He told us to fuck off. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. That's what I hear. So I pay attention, but like it's that kind of attention just to make sure that, you know, like it puts the lotion on its skin unless it, or else it gets the hose again. So if it gets too out of hand, I just kind of go like, psh, psh, just like hose off. Psh. I'll just turn on the hose. And then, you know, cool it off a little bit. Like one of those, like, fireman's hose. Everyone gets blasted, you know. Like Arnold. Okay, everybody, chill. Like, calm your tits. Yeah, T-Bone, the Telegram chat reminds me of the old guys on the Muppets. Exactly. Oh, he's going to go balls deep. Sure he is. Oh, balls deep. Oh, look at this fucking guy. Nice beard, you fucking chode. Oh. That's what I feel like. It's like, great. I'm really paying attention. Yeah, Cerny, she's doing better. She figured out how to get on stage in a round table. Did we pick a video? Let's go with Jen. Jen V83. Jen number 4. All right, what's this called? unpopular opinion, theme park rides not accommodating obesity. Oh boy, here's a throwback. All right.
Buy a Comfort Plus. I shouldn't have to buy a Comfort Plus or first class just to sit on the airplane. They need to accommodate us for just regular seats. That is victimization.
Perfect example. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
God damn, that's a big bitch.
People deserve to be accommodated for their body sizes.
They don't. And this is not to be mean. People do not deserve that. For example, if you have an airplane and you want to fit comfortably, guess what? You're going to be paying $1,000. You want to spend three times the amount on your airplane seat? That's what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to complain, oh my God, I shouldn't have to pay more.
Obesity is a slur.
You don't even know what the word means.
It's not a slur. It's a medical term for being very unhealthy because your lifestyle habits.
It's based on the BMI, which is racist.
It's not.
It was not created by a healthcare provider. It was created by a mathematician.
Oh, math. Oh, no. Math, just the backbone of our reality.
Oh, no. It was created by a mathematician. Yeah. So, guess what else was created by math? Does anyone else want to guess? What else was created by math? What else revolves around math? You know why we have cell phones? Do you know why we have computers? Do you know why we have electricity? Do you know, I'm like, in functioning, do you know why we have bridges? Do you know why we have buildings and skyscrapers? Do you know why we have anything else? It's all math. It's all math. It's all ratios and, you know, masses of additions to make steel, like the certain ratios to make it stronger or more pliable or more malleable and all the terms, right? You know, certain melting temperatures have to add this. So it's a high, it's all math. It's all math. So let me tell you, math is pretty damn important for the safety of these rides. Because if you have, they're not lying when they say, hey, if you're over this weight, you cannot ride. Why? Because it's called fucking math. And if you're too fucking fat, everyone can die. That's literally it. It's not you per se. It's not, oh, my feelings. No, if you put like 1,000 pounds of bricks in the front seat of a roller coaster ride, it can fucking fall off the tracks too. Or not, or go above like the loop-de-loop and then get up top and then just fall straight down because it's too heavy. Like there's a reason. Or they'll distribute the weight, right? You ever been to a park ride where like, if there's not many people there, how many of you have been to a amusement park and there's not that many people? You know that there's, you know, or any of those like centrifugal rides where you have like those spinning discs. I hate those, the ones that they like try to make you puke on. But you know how they'll, if there's two people, they'll put them on opposite sides, right? They never put two people on the same side unless it's safe or whatever, right? They usually distribute it evenly. It's like, hey, we'll put this paper here. We'll put these in the back. They try to evenly distribute when it's required for safety because it's weight. They'll put like bigger people to balance off. They have five regular people in the front and someone who's like super heavy or huge, they'll put them in the back. And they, Jen says, we went to Disneyland on Friday and there was a sign on a ride that said not all body types will fit and some may not be able to ride. It's a small coaster and I'm shocked nobody has complained. Well, it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, Disneyland's going to put up signs, especially that's going to save their ass. So Disneyland cares about getting sued. They're okay with like hurting someone's feelings, but they're saying like, hey, not everyone can get on this ride. This is not all body types. What they really want to say is, hey, if you're too fat, you're too fat for this ride. If you're too fat for this ride, you may get asked. That's a little bit more rude. So they have to be like, well, not all body types, AKA fat people. If you're too fucking tall too, if you're 7'9", you can lose your fucking head. Most people aren't 7'9", so they make the ride. But if you happen to be 8 feet tall, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Love you, Beaches. We'll see you tomorrow for 2868. Remember, go to SwornArmorSex.com. Join the fam today so you can be there for the roundtable on Thursday. Roundtable event on Thursday. Don't miss out. 6 p.m. Eastern time. Join us, SwornArmorSex.com. And like I mentioned earlier, we have a massive 20% off sale over there at PapaSwoyo.com. If you want to pick up some merch, man, site-wide, 20% off the entire motherfucking site. Head on over to PapaSwoyo.com and get yourself some Irish merch. Get yourself some of the best sellers, Muscle Alphabet, Super Swole Bros. We have everything site-wide, 20% off, PapaSwoyo.com. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce Magoose, your boy, Papa Swoleo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank ass.
static. Six subs had the bass smacking. 808s had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like.
Y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.